I'll sing it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Trickster, this is Coyote Network News, better known as Caroline Casey. Brilliant. She's going to give us a different Zeke picture.
So I have Muti from the Sangomas of South Africa. It is Syrian tobacco. Bless whatever is hot and in conflagration in the world. May we add the cool waters of life. The antidote to too much hyper-yang, Mars death frenzy, is more beauty, more powerful beauty. So Muti means power and medicine. True power is that which heals. And we don't source power, we invite it. We invite it by dedicated gatherings such as this. Any act of dedicated beauty serves as an invitation for power to enter the world. And I've combined it with gillyweed from Harry Potter, which translates us into the ocean. And coyote hair from my friend Stella Coyote. I live with an actual coyote for 16 years, and she salutes our work here, going, "Tell the humans to improve their manners right away." So we say, "O spirit of the trickster redeemer residing within us, connect us to nature's evolutionary ingenuity, that we may be dedicated agents of the big story, that we may ride this full moon tide, and have the most serious and dedicated fun while doing the most good in collaborative cahoots with the wisdom of nature." So yes, our timing, we can feel this. We're moving, we're right just now, right backstage to the full moon, which will be at 11:15 this morning. So backstage is a great and sacred place. In Greek theater, it's called the green room, which we still use today as backstage. But the reason we call it the green room is because it was dedicated to Dionysus, the green man. And so each actor, each one of us, before they went on stage, regardless of their role, would dedicate themselves to the beautiful flora and fauna of this planet before they went on stage. So we are backstage. I love fellow trickster David Grimes when we were preparing something at Point Reyes, a big event, and somebody had given us a beautiful place on the wetlands to prepare. And I go, "What a beautiful backstage we've been given." And he said, "Backstage, we're on stage to nature." And I love that. We're all in the backstage and on stage. When we're on stage to humans, we're backstage to nature. When we're backstage to nature, whatever the vice versa is, when we're on stage to humans, thank you. So here's this full moon tide. You know, let us ride this full moon tide. Cooperators are standing by. I like saying cooperators are indeed standing by. And let me introduce them because they know about all of us. So this powerful time, we might say, you know, let the hubris of humanism be composted into nutrient for the truth of animism. You know, humans is the measure of all things. You know, the animals go, "Bronx cheer to that." And they've had it. We are here to mend our treaties, you know, with the wolf people, the plant people, in humble reverence to their incredible intelligence. We might say, what is unique to our species aside from our rudeness and capacity to transgress limits? Well, we want to wonder about that. What is our responsibility and our unique gift? So we wonder. And we might say, possibly, that what humans have as a unique, again, responsibility, opportunity, is to borrow qualities of intelligence from the flora and fauna. You know, to borrow models of leadership from nature. My favorite model, and everyone can find, you know, their own according to what animals and plants show up in their dreams in their life, especially here this week, but is the wolf model. Because wolves don't operate on dominance, they operate on charisma. And in wolf culture, charisma means who initiates play. Now, it's not just play, it's let's go hunting, but play is at the very top of their leadership criteria. And you can tell the alpha wolf within 10 days of birth because it's the wolf pup with the lowest resting heartbeat. So it's the coolest wolf and the one who engages the playful, ingenious dynamic of the pack. We go, ooh, you know, isn't that a good leadership criterion? We want to insource whatever we've been outsourcing. We say, oh, in case we've been outsourcing leadership to sociopathic dingbats, bless their hearts, we're inhaling that back in.
Right on.
There you go. So, you know, and again, you know, in humble reverence to the intelligence and ingenuity, you know, of nature. You know, botanist Stephen Buhner, you know, reminds us that some trees, you know, when they're being munched on, they'll put on by an insect, they'll put up with it for a moment, but once the insect crosses the border into rudeness, that tree manufactures the pheromone that attracts the specific predator of that insect.
Oh, that is so cool!
But not only that, like us, it simultaneously sends, you know, pheromones out to the other trees going, you know, rude guy's coming, prepare your pheromones now, rude guy's coming, which is the purpose of the internet in some sense. It's a tree internet. So there is this full moon moving into place. Right now, you know, there's such movement in this stillness. The moon, right this moment, is in Capricorn. The oldest image for Capricorn was the Council of Grandmothers, you know, dedicated to the next seven generations. So we have this backstage mojo, again, all ancestors welcome. And the word elder is good. It's sometimes some of us can feel it might be a tad frumpy. So I love the word maven, a council of mavens. Mavens means elder information resource and story resource. So it's the, regardless of our extremely temporary age, race, and gender assignment, let us all be the council of mavens backstage right now, dedicating. And then in just a few moments, the moon will enter zero Aquarius, whose image is being a cultural beacon, transmitting into the community. Opposite the sun in Leo that has just moved in there at 0 degrees, you know, this full moon that's moving and gliding into place right now. And it's about the unique creativity of the individual to catalyze collective theater, to animate the desirable guiding story. That we may, in cahoots with nature, assume cultural narrative lead. So we critique, but then we set the magnetism. The quality of Venus and powerful beauty is to magnetize the desirable. And I'm part of our frame story that some of you have heard me say before, but I'll do it very efficiently. The outer planets represent, okay, it's not causation. This beautiful, much-disc language of astrology is the original language of the interrelatedness of everything. And of course, science and myth, patterns and meaning were once, of course, together. All that has been falsely estranged in the modern world is a mean trick of the reality police to render people obedient to empire. The idea of heart versus, you know, versus thinking. We go, no, they love each other. Heart and thinking love each other. Mysticism and pragmatism love each other. You know, again, the beauty of myth and fairy tales and the beauty of science love each other. One was the vessel for the other in the container. So we bring them back together. So this particular full moon that we're, it's called the Magnetizing Metaphor into Matter Moon. It's a traditional title for this moon that I just made up. magnetizing metaphor into matter mega mojo moon. Traditional thing. We say metaphor is the incarnational garb whereby power enters the world.
Can you say that again?
Metaphor is the incarnational garb whereby power enters the world. So may our blessings be full of sensuality. You know, as John O'Donohue, a great keeper of the sensual tradition of blessing, the Celtic one, you know, when the ghost of loss stands behind you as you gaze out the window, then may the ancestors place a cloak around your shoulders that will mend your life. Again, the cloak, the mango. When your boat is sinking in rough waters, then may the moon spin a silver pathway across the waters upon which you may safely tread to shore. It's a sensual, incarnate thing, and power loves to glide in on that sensuality. We might say that part of the colonial empire dynamic, you know, is that the oppressor actually seeks the medicine of what he oppresses. It's a complex dynamic. England really needed the metaphysic of India. Again, you know, honky culture needs the medicine of indigenous mojo. It's a complex, again, dynamic. But part of what's being announced here is that what has been exiled, suppressed, trivialized, undervalued is said to be the carrier of collective soul. And part of the huge dynamic of now is to feel in our hearts that which we might have been shamed out of, going, that's pseudoscience, or that's sentimentality, or that's whatever, or that's, you know, that part of us that is the thing we are meant to be most proud of, our kinship, our understanding that we're all in one large dream together, that we've kind of hidden away in order to be grown-ups, is about to be completely welcomed in the memosphere. The memosphere, the realm of atmosphere, is the realm where the trickster redeemer part of all of us is most influential. So I love us gathering now for the Aikido of public, you know, influence. You know, how do we again, you know, let all natural facts be social strategy metaphors? You know, again, where this occurred to me was when I was talking to a group of organic farmers and saying, sometimes we slow way down in order to speed up. And they go, all of your metaphors are our facts. And I go, I love that. Like, what? And they said, well, the more you slow water down with burns when you run it through a field, the faster and deeper it infiltrates. So as we gather here to slow way down, the faster we infiltrate. We go, oh, we love that. So the chart of now, you know, reminds us again, literalized metaphor, that we all have so many gifts, like Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz, things we didn't know we had until the crucial historic moment. So, for instance, we all have a magic mirror. And I just say, magic simply means a willingness to cooperate with everything. We are willing. But so we say the secular critic within us all, necessary, holds up a mirror to society and goes, look, you know, it sucks in detail. And then the trickster redeemer within us all, with a wave of the hand, turns the mirror into a window. But look how beautiful it could be. And then with another wave of the hand, turns it into a door. Let's go. So we get to practice and take with us through this week our magic mirror. Mirror, window, door. You know, all parts of it. Critique followed by blessing. It can be fierce blessing. You know, so many of our team are good at the critique part. We go, yes, come back for the blessing part. And your blessing would be, and so many, Americans are like, blessing? What the hell is that? Again, that's why the complex relationship to the beauty of the Middle East in such Mars turmoil and complexity, but it is a culture, and Syria is particularly beloved to me, but it is a culture of blessing. Blessing poker, in fact, all day long. Morning of the light to you. Morning of the good to you. Morning of the light and the good to you. I see your blessing and raise you one. Morning of the light and the good to you. And it's Ramadan. May the divine bless your hands that have made such beauty. No, even more. May the divine bless your hands that have made such beauty and shower you. And it goes on. Again, it's this weaving. You know, anything else, madam, salam tek, only your peace. The whole day in Venusian circumstance through the Middle East is woven together by reciprocal blessing. So we want to honor that medicine underneath the hot conflagration and go to have a culture of reciprocal blessing. May it go with you. And some lovely woman, oh, it was you, Miss Turquoise, came up to me and said, the thing I remember most about, you know, whatever you said last year, you know, was, you know, we're moving our emotional default setting to woof, woof, want to play? That we may be, that's the thing you remember, which is a good one. If you remember nothing else, just, you know, that we are moving our emotional default setting to woof, woof, want to play. So because we want to be deeply rooted, you know, that our feet, you know, have roots going deep down, and as, you know, Aztec granny said to Teresita, feel the roots going deep down, and Teresita, the great saint of Mexico, says, does this mean I can't be hurt, grandmother? She says, no, child, we all suffer, we all get hurt, it means you can't be overpowered. Okay. So we're connecting, you know, to force, and then our diaspora, our spreading of the seeds, you know, so that we go forth willing, our internal dedication magnetizes outward opportunity. So wherever we go, to cross borders and then dissolve them behind us. You cross the border and then you dissolve it and sweep it away. So I go to CPAC, I go to the Conservative Political Action Conference as the underworld, you know, belly of toxicity. Because there are allies everywhere. You know, if one approaches it with woof, woof, wanna play, it is very, this conversation across borders and then dissolving the borders. But I was on stage with Richard Viguerie once, who was like the Koch brothers, basically. I didn't know how important and toxic and wealthy he was. But I still would have said what I said, which caused him to say, I never want to be on stage with that woman again. I go, woof, 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 woof. Because I was saying, you know, part of the meta story of the outer planets representing huge forces of nature's evolutionary ingenuity. So in our frame story, in our meta story, Moon just entered Aquarius. In our frame story, Pluto, principle of death and rebirth. Death and rebirth is in Capricorn, the structure of the world. So governments, economies, old systems of dominance, empire, colonialism, dental work, bridges, you know. collapsing, you know, empire, row you bastards, now running the fossil fuels, now collapsing. You know, and the energy that had been invested in them, those structures, what personal or collective, is then liberated, what's called the square, the 90-degree angle, to Uranus, the trickster of innovation and ingenuity, of absolutely woof-woof wanna play. So I said, with Richard Viguerie behind me, I said, which is why we notice that most cable news shows are brought to us by Viagra, because Empire just can't get it up anymore. That was the line that caused the So there's the hot conflagration of chaos, and let us be agents again of, you know, every moment of opportunity for reinvention and to sally forth. We need the awakened imagination of everyone. You know, right wing golfers, inner city kids, you know, squirrels. I mean, everything. And it is the ingenuity of nature that makes it possible. You know, because again, nature is saying we just want you to cooperate with our ingenuity. We humans have set in motion such rudeness. You know, that everything has to engage in this ingenuity. I was reading about purple sea urchins, apparently. Apparently purple's an adaptogenic color. Who knew, right? That it's a signature in nature of that which can adopt fastest. So the purple sea urchins are already working on it to be able to thrive and do well in the increasing acidification of the ocean. We go, we cooperate with you. Which is why, and then underneath this hot thing, the beauty of right now, this week, is so powerful. Jupiter is straight up right now. It represents how a culture tells itself its own story and how a culture defines wealth. It has just changed into the realm of Cancer, kinship, family, farms, food, shelter. It's a big tide, and it's rolling in about 5 minutes. Okay, so it's rolling in, and we go, ooh. And it's right next to Mars. Mars is what we reward in yang, you know, in boys, but in the yang part of all of us. And Mars in Cancer. Cancer, again, the great mother. We go, it's the green man. And, you know, people talk about the divine feminine. We go, yeah, I've sort of heard that phrase. We want, you know, fresh language. It's okay. Uranus says we can do anything we want. Uranus says we don't care what you humans do. We want you to do it out of freedom and choice. So I love, you know, again, you know, more language and play, because if it's expected, there's a prison waiting for it. You know, it's one of the things about being an IST, you know, an environmentalist, which I like changing into sane, reverent people have this to say today. I'm sort of stuck with the activist, the radio show I do is the visionary activist, and it's like, that's okay. But to play with it, you know, it's why when right-wing people, economists all named Wolfgang, were coming up to me at CPAC going, you, who are you, what do you do? I said, I'm Coyote Network News, I'm a mythological news service for the trickster redeemer within us all. And they said, oh, that is so cool. You know, if it's surprising, it disrupts the choreography and sets things in play, and everyone's free. We want to have, you know, the trickster redeemer frees everyone from the previous script or the dance. Scheherazade, the woman trickster redeemer, very different from the guy thing, but the trickster redeemer, you know, is interested in liberating everyone, even the tyrant who has murdered his own heart. You know, everyone invited, everyone magnetized. So Mars is exactly conjoined Jupiter right now, straight up overhead. And it says, what we are welcoming in is the green man to dance with, when I said divine feminine, an early Christian scholar friend of mine says, let's just call it Big Girl. You know, the return of Big Girl. So it's the green man. Big Girl's coming back on this full moon tide. You know? So it's the return of the green man, what was the Lord in Yangness, in the Mars within us. You know, again, in astrology, it says, you know, men, Mars outside, Venus inside. Women, Venus outside, Mars inside. We're all two beings at least, you know. But to reward Mars, let all those who have done harm, veterans returning, be provided with work that protects life. You know, again, we get to dedicate these things. So this beautiful Mars and Jupiter and Mercury, again, the voice for the powerful story and the invitation. Mercury is stationing overhead. It was appearing to move backwards last 3 weeks. It's stationed on Saturday, and it's like waiting for us to offer ourselves to it. And so Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, 120-degree angle to Saturn, leadership in Scorpio. Again, how shall we define leadership and magnetize it? And they both trine 120-degree angle to Neptune, dreams, vision, imagination. It invites all of us to be artists of magnetizing atmosphere. To, again, as there's a climate problem, you know, we go backstage, we are setting the mythological atmosphere climate in cahoots with what wants to happen, the cooperators standing by, to create an atmosphere where the desirable can happen. To see the possibility, an atmosphere where Obama could deny the XL pipeline. Exactly. To see that. I hosted Faith Spotted Eagle on the radio 2 weeks ago, and I love her powerful effectiveness wedded to linguistic and every other kind of mojo. So she says, the proposed exile pipeline, because in my mind it's not happening. Go Faith! Go Faith! Exactly right. That's exactly right. So we have so many opportunities, and just to put a little bit on our work table. Venus rising in the east. You can let the language wash over you if you go wet. But it is beautiful. All cultures derive their story and their calendar from the intimate accord of earth and sky patterns, not causation. It's a reminder that we live in a storytelling creation, that everything is telling us its story all the time by its shape, its color, its song, its rhythm. And if we humans just approach the world, not only with woof woof on a play, but with reverent, informed curiosity, we'd be in this call and response, this sense of synchronicity. You know, Venus says, whatever we love, loves us. Whatever we love, we are its voice and its agent in the court of the human world. This powerful time of dedication. It says, don't so much worry about how, but see the desirable, invite the desirable. You know, it's also, you know, Esther Hicks channeling Abraham or whatever, who says, we can't convince anyone or argue anyone or whatever. We can see them connected to their own wise autonomy. And it's such a good experimental default setting in small circumstances or rudeness or whatever, because then we're not engaged in the oppositional. Ursula Le Guin says, we strengthen whatever we resist. And see, Venus reminds us, Venus forms a five-petaled orbital design over 8 years. Five-petaled plants are sacred to Venus, the five acts of storytelling sacred to Venus. Five in nature is what gives rise from the square to the spiral. In nature, whenever conflicting forces come together, nature creates a spiral to resolve the conflict. So we want to be agents of spiraling Aikido, stepping in. You know, so it's a way of understanding is the increasing tornadoes and hurricanes, you know, huge amount, you know, as Bob Goff says, I've never met an extreme weather denier. You know, so just, you know, change the language, you know. But so the, oh, climate change, no. Notice any extreme weather? He also does this great thing. When he speaks to, you know, kind of conservative, you know, right-wing Christian groups, he says, we don't want the energy from hell, the coal and, you know, we want the energy from heaven, the wind and the sun. Our aromphitude into ingenuity and metaphoric agility.
going, oh, that doesn't work. How about this one? At CPAC, there was a very grumpy guy going, no EPA, no regulation, no nothing, no, nah, blah, blah. Because I want to play the games that I want to play. And I stepped in and go, oh, that's great, you know, but the essence of games is rules, you know? And he's like, oh, I hadn't thought about that. And I said, in fact, we're in this game here. I gave him the James Karsh thing of finite and infinite games. The finite game is about winning. Infinite game is about keeping everything in play. You know, he's like, oh, that's it. And I said, we're on this planet where there are rules that we want to be in accord with. And we might say that's the essence of, and the more we're in accord with it, the fewer outer rules we need. And he's like, oh, that's a conservative principle. And I go, excellent, that's metaphysics 101. We can And I said, on this planet, there's a rule. There's only so much water. That's limited. And he goes, perhaps I better think my, what do you call it, metaphor. And I go, yes, you go do that. Okay. So Venus in Virgo also wants us to have specificity. The art of language, Virgo is the medicine woman. That reminds us that criticism is healing. If we put the hyphen in diagnosis, so it's dia-hyphen-gnosis, let our critique be intended to heal. Criticism to healing. And may our language serve our dedication. The metaphors we use. I'm always talking to Bill McKibben because he's like, he does such great work, but he's also like, we're going to fight climate change. And we go, oh, it's such a hot word. We know, from common sense, but also New York Times studies on neuroscience, that our brains are metaphoric. When we say the word fight, it releases this adrenaline thing, even if it's, we're going to fight for peace, it's like, eh. We go, well, we're not going to fight climate change. Fighting is what got us into this hot pickle. We want to be agents of cool response. We want to engage human ingenuity to cooperate humbly with nature. I know that's a little long, but we're here to work with it. So the artists of atmosphere, again, cahooting with nature to animate the guiding cultural narrative, spiral it forth. Let us be agents of that. There was a beautiful thing. Greg Brewer, the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Central Florida, said, I want to live in a world where George Zimmerman offered Trayvon Martin a ride home to get him out of the rain that night. Yes. Yes. To understand everything speaking to us in the symbolic language, whatever we're dedicated to is how ingenuity and synchronicity will speak to us. So at the moment when Trayvon Martin was murdered, the moon and Jupiter were beautiful overhead, if only they'd looked up. The moon's images for each degree of the zodiac, was widow weeping at an open grave. The image for Jupiter was healing, the healing waters, healing cross-cultural encounters. The image for Mars, which was about to station right where it was on George Zimmerman's Mars, where it was when he was born, the image for that is black and white children playing happily together. We go, oh, ooh, they couldn't do it, so it's left to us to do that. Again, just so we love that. So part of what it says is, spirals resolve conflict. Just as we can do anything we want as long as we know it. It's interesting, the word protest means to affirm by holding your balls. It actually does. To testify means, it comes from testes. I want to swear by all I hold sacred, I hold my balls. So women cannot testify, but we can ovify. Okay? So, and the full moon, which is really right now, the full moon says, let us all ovify. And protest means to affirm. When it started off, people protested against the war. They affirmed by their balls against the thing. But it was already an energetic kind of U-turn. So just for the fun of it, our language. Because we say change the metaphor, change the culture. If we go deep back, how do we create this magnetosphere as we're gathered here? And so many councils all over now meeting as well, in common council as well as the wolves. We know there's wolf attacks now. We know that animals have just had it. Right? You've broken the treaties. You would be nothing without our evolutionary assist. We do think that. Wolves taught humans silent hunting. We're the only species where the alpha wolf will look at a herd of deer look at the wolf's pack, and then they will all follow the lead alpha wolf's gaze. And we think humans learned that, because humans used to hunt by going, hey, there's some deer over there, oh, they're gone now. So we turn to the beautiful, beautiful language of Arabic. Arabic has, the word mabsud, happy, the word sa'id, content with everything. But I also love the word majnun. Majnun means crazy for the divine, this kind of yearning, a positive madness. Let bad craziness be transformed into majnun. And from this part of the world comes the fantastic word skookum, which people think means, pretty good, the skookum laundromat and whatever. But it came from syncretizing traders and indigenous people, and skookum means connected to the spirits and completely competent for the work at hand. May we all be majnun skookum beings. Majnun skookum. Dan Wildcat coined the term indigenuity. We love indigenuity. And Dan says, we've been treating life around us like resources. It's a dangerous word. They're not resources, they're relatives. So we're sucking the chi out of all these things and many more things that we can say. I'm closing the moment. When the beginning of the ongoing Gulf ecocide, there was a great deep ocean scientist at one of the TEDx oil conferences that I invited to the radio, and he guided us through radio to the deep, deep ocean where hardly anyone goes, but we've insulted it nonetheless. But he said there's more biodiversity at the bottom of the sea than anywhere on this planet. There's waterfalls and rivers. And he goes, in spite of the destruction, at the bottom of the ocean there's biogenesis, these vents out of which new life is being blown into the world. So we are agents also, therefore, of linguistic biogenesis, metaphoric biogenesis, new images pouring out into the world. So we might say everything is exhorting us to say the opening lines of the Odyssey. I'll say it and then we can say it together. We go, sing in me, O muse, and through me tell the story.
Sing in me, O muse, and through me tell the story.
Okay, two more times.
Sing in me, O muse,